What a beautiful anthem. Our first gospel lesson today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 26 through 30. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And our second gospel lesson is from the book of John, chapter 13, verses 3 through 17. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you will have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew that who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." And this too is the word of God for the people of God.
As Jesus gathers with his friends in that upper room, as he had done many times before, he took the bread they shared and said, "Take and eat, for this is my body." He poured the wine and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. Take and eat. Drink this wine. Whenever you do these things, remember me." Remember me. Jesus was telling his disciples to remember him, to come to the table, to take bread, to drink wine, and to remember. And so too does Christ call us to this table, to take bread, to drink this cup, and to remember. Our table reads, "This do in remembrance of me." In the Gospel according to John, as Kathy read for us, the author tells of the last Passover with Jesus, and he shares a different story. As Jesus gathers with his friends on that night, he washes their feet. He sits beside each of them, removes their dusted shoes, takes their feet, and washes the dirt off of them. He says to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set an example, and you also should do as I have done to you." We come to this table and we remember the Christ who washed the feet of his friends. Christ calls us to this table to take and eat, to drink, and to remember Christ and who he was. Also in John's gospel, we get the seven I am statements of Jesus. Jesus tells his friends, his followers, the people he encounters, "I am." He says, "I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. When I read these I am statements in John's gospel, they almost seem to echo back to when God spoke out of a flaming bush to Moses, telling Moses God had come down to deliver the people out of Egypt and bring them to a land that is good. And Moses asked, "Who do I say you are?" And God says, "I am who I am." And that God who spoke out of a flaming bush to Moses cared so deeply for God's creation that God became flesh to know what it is to be human. And so Jesus, God incarnate, God made flesh, too says, "I am." Jesus says, "I am," again and again because he wants us to know who he is. And he doesn't just tell us who he is, he shows us. He says, "I am the bread of life," and he feeds 5,000 people. He says, "I am the good shepherd," and he cares for all whom he encounters, the outcast, the prisoner, the tax collector, the immigrant, the widow, and the orphan. And he loves them with the tenderness that a shepherd loves his sheep. Christ calls us to the table to take this bread and drink this cup and to remember. To remember who Christ is and to remember who we are. For when we pour and drink the cup, and when we take and eat the bread and the fellowship of one another, we are claiming an identity in the Christ who reminds us again and again and again who he is. We are claiming our identity in the one who healed the sick and loved the sinner, the one who truly was Emmanuel, God with us, the one who wept and cried out, the one who gathered with his friends and shared meals. We are claiming our identity in the one who said, "I am the light of the world," and then says to us, "You go be salt, go be light." The one who gathered with his disciples and washed their feet and said, "If I've washed your feet, you should wash the feet of others." We are claiming our identity in the one who said, "Take this bread, drink this wine, remember me." Our identity as the body of Christ, as the embodied and manifest presence of God on earth here and now. And we are not only claiming an identity, we are proclaiming our identity in Christ. We are saying, "This is who we are. We are the hands and feet of Jesus." Christ calls us to this table, to take this bread, to drink this cup, and to remember who we are, to remember who Christ is, and to remember the body of Christ broken. For after Jesus shared this meal with his disciples, after he washed the feet of his friends, his body was broken. His blood was shed. The hatred of the people who called him the King of the Jews nailed him to a cross. And so we remember the body of Christ broken. But as we come and we remember, we must not forget that this body of Christ is broken again and again. For we are the body of Christ. All who dwell on this earth are God's children. And where there is pain or hatred or injustice or war or disaster or death, the body of Christ is breaking. We live in a fragmented world where unspeakable things happen. We live in a world like where tragedies like that in Las Vegas seem more and more frequent and more fatal. In a world where people are afraid. In a world where people live in the ravages of poverty. In our own communities, we see struggle and despair. In our lives, we struggle with grief and stress. So we come to this table and we remember the body of Christ broken, and we mourn the places his body is broken anew and his blood is shed again. And we are left wondering at this table, what do we do? Who are we to be? And so, yes, in our remembrance, there is grief and there is a sense of somberness, but there is also hope and joy and love. For the Christ who calls us to remember him and his broken body, to remember who we are, is the Christ who is resurrected, who said, "It is not death that defines who we are, it is life. Our brokenness, our fragmentation does not get the final word." Our gathering quote this morning in the bulletin is from Nadia Boltz-Weber, and she writes, "Grace is not defined as God being forgiving to us even though we sin. Grace is when God is the source of wholeness, which makes up for my failings. My failings hurt me and others and even the planet. And God's grace to me is that my brokenness is not the final word. It's God saying, I love this world too much to let your sin define you. I am the God who makes all things new. Christ calls us to come to this table, to take this bread and drink this cup and remember. Remember that he is God incarnate, the flesh of God that makes all things new. He came into a broken and fragmented world and brought hope and life and resurrection and wholeness. So what are we to do? We come to this table. We take this bread. We drink this cup to remember that we are the body of Christ. We are the hands and feet of Jesus. We are the ones who will look out on a broken and fragmented world and be hope and be light and be life. We work for redemption. We love like Christ loved. And who are we to be? We claim and proclaim our identity in Christ, and we allow that to guide and direct every part of who we are and how we exist in this broken and messy and joyful and hope-filled world. So come to the table and remember.